Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Yay.
Hope everybody's feeling good, fresh off of a nice long weekend for most of us, I hope.
Yes, even long weekend, I know.
I was shocked that we had off yesterday, because last year I don't think we did.
No, we don't. We usually don't. Yeah. I was surprised, so I was too. It was very nice.
It was a lovely surprise.
Yeah.
It was a lovely surprise. Spent the day... I spent the weekend sleeping, really.
Yeah.
Did a lot of sleeping.
Saturday, Sunday, Eagles won, which was huge.
Go Birds. That is really exciting. So now it'll be the Eagles
play the, Chiefs play the Bills, Eagles play the Commanders.
Right. Okay. And that is going to be exciting.
Yeah.
And we're all pumped up about that. Of course, the Chiefs won this weekend as well.
Yep.
Whoop. And
whoop it up.
One.
Yeah.
Whoop. Why are you all in my ear?
Oh.
That's ludicrous.
Okay.
It's a little bit of ludicrous.
Luda.
Get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that. Get back.
Oh, I know that.
You know that song?
Get back.
Yeah. So come on.
I love Ludacris.
I'm a big Ludacris fan. Big Ludacris fan. Actually, just the album Red Light District. Anyway, congrats to them.
Yay.
Which is exciting. Yeah, I didn't do much. It's a lie. Sunday, I went and saw my friends out. One of my girlfriends, had a baby, moved out of the city, but not very far, only like 30 minutes north of here.
Oh, that's nice.
I won't say exactly where, because that feels personal. But,
yeah.
but
you don't want to say the street address?
Yeah, right. It's like a cutie little town, and so I have been meaning to get up there for a while, and we finally did. We had a lovely day. Her husband made us turkey chili.
Ooh.
And we had some wine, smoked a little weed.
Nice.
Played with the baby. It was a good time.
We had
a lovely day. So that was nice. Just a weekend with friends.
Where were you when TikTok went dark?
Oh, I was on my couch watching TV, doing nothing.
Same.
I gotta say, I didn't realize how exempt I am from the TikTok addiction.
Mm.
Until that happened, and everybody was like, oh my God, I keep opening the app and closing the app or whatever. And I was like, I have been weaned off. I don't do that anymore.
That's good. Good for you.
I spend the least amount of time on TikTok, which is definitely good. But during COVID, it was like 7 hours at a time. I was really, really addicted to it bad. But no, you mean, TikTok shut down, you mean Donald Trump's... his whole
dick sucking contest.
Please look at me. Look at me.
Literally,
look, I'm the best.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Thank you.
We love you, Donald Trump.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for our savior, President Trump. We love you, President Trump. Let me get on my knees and suck your dick, President Trump. We love you, President Trump. Fuck off.
I got to give it to him. He's a showman. Like, it didn't need to shut down at all. And they shut it down for 12 hours just so he could get a couple of handshakes and a round of applause. Whoever is managing, manages their shit where they do this all the pomp and circumstance of everything he does, they're running the Broadway shows like the Navy or something. What I mean?
I
need to know who's involved, because I've never seen such he's a showman.
Yeah, it's
and that's
it's,
what it is. And that was that whole thing. And so beloved TikTok is back. Everybody that
thank
videos,
God.
Everyone that made videos crying their fucking eyes out about how they're gonna lose their lives and their livelihood.
I get why people are crying.
If it were really leaving.
Yeah.
There's no way on earth, it's too lucrative for everyone across the board, not even just people, but businesses, companies, it's too lucrative. And the problem right now, I was going deep on this the other day. The problem right now is that it is worth so much.
Yeah.
That's why they're having a hard time selling it. Because
they didn't want to sell it.
No, it's not so much selling. It's diversifying within. So I found this out that apparently it's the algorithm that everybody wants. Everyone thinks it's data mining or whatever, but it's the algorithm. But not one person knows the whole TikTok algorithm. They all know bits and pieces of it, so it can't be stolen. So
right.
It's this whole thing. It's very I don't know. It's whoever created the concept or whatever is smart.
It
works out, because nobody has the algorithm like TikTok.
Yeah,
you know?
And if you
and Zuckerberg's look, foaming at the mouth for
it's
it.
Insane.
It's insane.
He
He's
might as
switched
well have
up so fast.
Oh
because
my
he
God.
Wants to be involved in this.
Yeah,
looking down. What's her face? Jeff Bezos' wife's shirt.
That
Yo, but what about
crazy.
That outfit though?
Girl, that was crazy,
girl. I mean, Lauren Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with her, but that outfit is crazy for her inauguration. She's wearing a lingerie top. I wore that to the club last week.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. That was
crazy.
Time and place.
Yeah. She looked great, but
yeah.
not at the inauguration.
Yeah.
Girl. People are wearing pea coats up to their necks, you know?
When Trump is getting inaugurated, I feel like it's just kind of, there's no rules anymore.
There's not, right, that's true. There are no rules.
Yeah, there's going to be
rules are there are no rules.
Yeah, exactly.
But, the TikTok thing, whatever. We're all happy it's back. Obviously, we're very happy for us. We never wanted it to go anywhere. But I believe truly that it was never going anywhere. I think it's too big of an app.
There was a second there where I thought it was going to go. Just because, like,
yeah.
Everyone, it seemed like everyone online was like, yeah, I mean, like, it's because it's really not up to, like, the government, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why I was like, oh, shit.
Right. I think it was a stunt for multiple reasons. Like, now not only does Donald Trump look like he saved the day, it also looks like, it shows how valuable TikTok is. Like, people were freaking the fuck out, so it increases their valuation too.
Yeah.
Like, look how much we're worth. These people are literally like screaming, crying on the floor. Alex Earl cried for 5 days straight. Like, love her. Yeah. But like, girlfriend. Like, I've never seen someone cry so much.
She just got to, you got to keep up with the news a little bit more. Like, I don't think she'd be as disheveled if she, if she had, you know.
And not just her. Like, everybody was saying their farewells. Everybody's crying.
All the people's like sharing their secrets. Like, one girl like posted on TikTok and was like, she's like a super skinny, like, health person. She was like, I never did like any of the workouts that I posted.
Crazy. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's coming right back. Or just like you're going to Instagram. Like, those things exist. Like,
yeah.
Your digital footprint is still
available. There. Yeah. Like,
and also, too, the whole thing was like, we weren't able to access the app for a couple hours, but you were always going to be able to access your videos and stuff. Like, people were like saving videos.
No,
and,
you weren't
for a minute. But then when you went back in, you could go, you just couldn't scroll.
Like, for
2 hours, you couldn't even open the app. And then you could open it and like look at your own account, but you couldn't look at anything else. It was just like, and who knows? It's all glitching. Who knows? Whatever the fuck is going on. But now we don't have to worry about it ever again. Yeah. It's here and it's back.
You can't look up smallest man anymore. It's only smallest woman that comes up.
Wait, what?
Yeah. If you like go on TikTok and you look up smallest man who ever lived, like, the only thing that comes up is smallest woman.
Ew.
Yeah. Like, it's all just smallest woman. Like smallest. Well, actually, maybe not anymore.
Oh, okay. For a minute,
it
was
smallest man.
They're doing weird shit. You know, people are always doing
It was someone's Twitter. Someone tweeted. Like, I just tried to look up.
Oh, no, it comes up.
unless I got by Twitter, but.
What's the first thing that comes up for me is Elon Musk doing his, like,
doing the Nazi salute.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy. That's crazy. What are we doing?
Like,
doing?
Okay, there you go.
That was
the Gulf
nuts.
Of America, like, great. That we're so fucked.
It was just, like I said, it's a clown show. Yeah. The whole thing is a clown show. And it's, those who are happy are happy. And, you know, I've got people on my timeline wearing Trump hats being like, Trump's the president and there's nothing you can do about it. There's some rap song out that says that. And it's like, okay, bitches, like, chill. Like, I just don't know.
It's going to be a long 4 years. I just feel like this has been the longest month of my life.
It really has been. Because January is the worst. January is always so fucking long and horrible.
God, it's
cold.
Been crawling
by. It's
15
degrees today. I'm wearing a ear thing. For those not watching on YouTube, I look like garbage. But like, it's literally 15 degrees. Like, there's no.
It was
cold
so
in this
hard
office.
To get
I'm
out
cold
of bed.
Right now.
It was so hard.
So hard to get out of bed. Like. Like, nearly impossible. Like, I wish that this weather was yesterday, because it was cold yesterday, but
it wasn't as cold.
Around, but yeah, so lots going on over the weekend. Hopefully wherever you are, it's warm, because it certainly is not in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Or the Midwest, I don't think. North Midwest.
It's
very cold.
1 degree in Chicago today. Like,
so cold.
Like, real feel, like, negative, like, 10 or something like that.
Yikes.
It's crazy.
Yikes.
So crazy.
Imagine we'll transition right into football. Imagine having to play football in this kind of weather.
I know.
Cold was it in Buffalo over the weekend?
It must have been freezing.
Had to be. The Bills played the Ravens and beat them.
Yeah. And the Eagles played in a snow game, too. It was really,
Philly,
really
right?
coming down. Yeah, in Philly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because, like, everyone was, like, hyping up the game and there was no snow on the ground. And, you know, they're showing all these clips of these old snow games and stuff being like, this is about to be, like, the craziest snow game. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there's literally no snow. But then, after halftime, it was coming
it really
down hard.
Up. Yeah, like 3, 4 o'clock, snow
so
really picked
the,
up.
The Chiefs got lucky with the weather.
They really did.
I wonder if that would have affected the outcome. I feel like yes. But
I feel
actually,
like yes, too.
I feel like it maybe would have.
Honestly, that's a bunch of faceless people. The Chiefs.
Who?
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Beat who?
Texans.
Texans.
But I'm
thinking,
like, low-key, I feel like that would maybe benefit the Chiefs, actually, if it did snow, because it's, I always assume like that the warmer weathered teams will play worse in cold weather.
Yes.
But the Rams actually played pretty well in the snow.
Right. Also, too, you think like, right, I would think the Chiefs may be better than the Texans because they're in Texas. And so it's like it's warm
yeah,
like, there. Like,
yeah.
Although it does kind of snow there now. I forgot.
It's like cold it there right Austin now. Like people are like, oh, it's like it's 30 degrees in Dallas. And they're like having like a fucking freak out
about
it.
Yeah, it's like a meltdown. Yeah, it's not usually. People, they got to get used to it. Like it gets cold in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But yeah, so congrats to all of the players this weekend. Congrats to the Eagles. Congrats to the Bills. And congrats to the Chiefs.
Congrats to the Chiefs. Big win.
Big win for them.
Yeah.
Thoughts on this is we're talking a little ball right now. Ooh. Thoughts on the Patrick Mahomes flop era. He's a flippity flopper.
He's always been a flopper.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that he's always done that. Like where he kind of throws himself into people.
He complains a lot.
So they can't tackle him is what I'm noticing. And then he like feigns, well, because like
as a
ouch.
Quarterback.
Ooh, owie.
Yeah, yeah. like if Patrick Mahomes gets like poked, they call like a penalty on whoever touched him.
Right.
So I feel like he just eggs on that
because he goes into
it. He knows that like he has the protection of the refs.
Yeah.
So he puts on a little bit of a show.
And I kind of thought that he always did that, but people seem more angry about it than usual this year, and they're talking about that. But
it always comes around, I feel like, during football season.
Like playoffs.
Yeah.
Because people start stomping their feet. No fair.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly.
Huge shout out to Brittany Mahomes, who was on the sidelines to kiss him good luck for his game. 5 days postpartum.
Incredible.
Out of control. All of my friends who have had kids, they're like, that's unheard of. Like, I couldn't even consider leaving the house 5 days after I had my baby. Like,
no way.
No fucking way. The only people I've seen move around that soon
I was going
like,
to say Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton.
Literally.
Yeah, Kate Middleton.
The Royals. They're the
and
only
even
people.
Even Meghan Markle didn't. Meghan Markle took her time. Which
really?
Everybody, like, you, of course, take your time. Like, nobody, there's no need to be outside that soon, you know what I mean?
The fuck, I'd be in bed for like 2 months.
No, literally,
like, no one talked to me or look at me.
Huge shouts to her. People online were like, "Say what you want about Brittany Mahomes, but she is loyal as fuck to Patrick."
Yeah,
and she is, and she honestly was looking great. Like
she looked fabulous.
Did not look like she, like I hate saying that, but it's true. Like she didn't look like she had just a baby 5 days ago.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy. So shout outs to her.
Yeah, shout out. She is very, very loyal, which is very respectable.
Absolutely,
and you can tell that she's just like a very caring mom, which
absolutely.
Is nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're a good family. Gia, I personally love walking in every day and seeing the lovely bouquet of 24-karat gold dipped Steven Singer roses on your desk.
Yeah, me too. I get a lot of compliments
I think it's very
on
fun.
Them, too.
You've got all the good colors
yeah,
going.
Yeah, I posted it on my story, and I got a lot of swipe-ups of people being like, wow, those are actually, like, so beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
They're so
they're
beautiful,
super
especially in person. They're very lovely.
Even more so, right? Like, we were talking about this last time, the details you can see of, like, the leaves and the
petals,
how you can see, like, how it's dipped. Oh, it's very interesting. I would love to see like a video of like how they do it or something.
Yeah, me
you know
too.
What I mean?
Me too.
I'm sure our buddy, our bestie Steven Singer would be able to hook that up for us. But we love Steven Singer, obviously. We've known him all of our lives. We grew up in the tri-state area and all of the billboards around, the I Hate Steven Singer billboards, everyone's seen them. But they're, of course, one of the premier places to get your jewels and stay bejeweled. And but these roses are forever roses are perfect.
Yep.
They
it's
really
the
are.
Number one gift for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. A real rose preserved and dipped in real 24-karat gold to last a lifetime. And these 24-karat gold dip roses start at just $59. Mm-hmm. They won't wilt or die. So it is unique, sentimental, and lasts a lifetime guaranteed. And just like Kelly said, I have a little bouquet on my desk. Mm-hmm. And you can start building your own bouquet for your significant other, for whoever it is. And you can remember all your cherished memories together just by looking at a beautiful, everlasting bouquet. And there's a new color each year, which I have, the Mesmerizing Peacock Teal.
Yes,
we
you
know.
Do. And it is mesmerizing.
It's mesmerizing. I'm staring at it like, whoa. Every time someone walks by, they're like, I'm mesmerized by that peacock teal.
Yep.
So go to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust, Stephen Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStephenSinger.com.
But the talk of the town, of course, at the Chiefs game, up in the box, Taylor Swift and bestie, Caitlin Clark.
Yay! I'm so happy for Caitlin. I feel like she was geeking out the entire time.
Her face was cracking me up the whole time. Like, she was all of us.
Like, you could tell she was just like, oh my God, like, I can't believe this is happening.
Kept, like, standing up to hug her when good things are happening. Yeah. She would, like, kind of stand there, like, oh, like, is this really happening? It was amazing. And so, obviously, we know from when Taylor sent her merch or whatever.
She, like, sent her
a note as well, being like, Trav and I can't wait to catch a game. Yes. She was like, Trav and I can't wait to catch a game. And also, we got to watch the Chiefs in the box one day.
Yeah.
And then she, Caitlin, obviously went on New Heights and talked to them about it, mentioned all that. Like, oh, we got to catch a game, whatever. So now here it is coming to fruition, all hanging out. It's Taylor, Caitlin, Ed Kelsey, Scott Swift, Andrea Swift, Austin was there. Whole family affair, plus Caitlin Clark having a good time. All the Chief besties are there.
Yep. Seems so fun.
It just seemed like a good time.
I can't imagine what it must be like for Caitlin.
I really can't.
The videos were just so
funny. I would
love
to like ask, like call her up. Like,
I know.
What's up, girl?
Like, were you freaking the fuck
out?
I
want Dave to like text her.
I know. I was wondering that too. Like,
I'm sure
if they talked about Dave.
I wonder too. Well, Dave thinks so. And yeah. He put a picture of them up and was
She was just coming from dinner with him, right? Like they went out to dinner like a couple days before, like the week before.
Something like that, yeah. I have a feeling there's no way they brought up Dave Portnoy, but like Dave tweeted a picture. I was laughing. Tweeted a picture of, I'm going to scroll past all of his fucking inauguration tweets. Let's see. Tweeted a picture of the two of them. Damn. He tweets a lot. Jesus, Dave. Oh, my God.
Someone's got to pay the bills.
Here it is. It's a, it's tweeted a picture of them, of Taylor talking. Like this. It goes, and then in quotes was like, my mom met him, said he was super cool and awesome. How was your dinner with him last week? Was he super funny? Like, as if Taylor's like asking Caitlin about Dave. So that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah. So was super funny.
I was like cracking up at that. So, yeah. So, interesting stuff. I think that Caitlin being a massive Swiftie just makes it all the better.
And
of course, like, they're having a good time, and she's a Chiefs fan from birth. Like, she's always been a Chiefs fan, so to get a win amidst all of that. Travis scored a touchdown in the middle of it all. Like, it's just, you know,
that
good,
touchdown
good
that he scored, woo, was that sexy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Like,
he's looking great.
He like almost like one hand grabbed it, like, just straight up grabbed it.
Like, he's he's in the zone right now. Yeah. He's in the zone right now. He's
in his
looking
bag.
Good.
Except
he's feeling
I will
good.
Say, and guys, don't come for me.
Oh.
Because he's sexy all the time. But the beard. I hate the playoff beard.
I'm not a long beard fan.
It feels like it's bushier and longer than it was last year.
Definitely.
And when they were at the Super Bowl last year, it was bushy as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
But
yeah,
it feels like it's even bushier now. And I just, and he is so unbelievably handsome all the time. He could literally have a poop on his head and he would still be so hot.
Yeah.
But he looks like the guy from
he looks like Cornelius.
Rudolph. Yes,
yeah,
Cornelius.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's exactly
his face?
What I was
Cornelius.
Saying. Cornelius something? Fudge?
No. That's the Minister of Magic. UConn Cornelius.
UConn Cornelius. Yes. Oops. Cornelius Fudge. Oops. Yeah.
Is
that
Cornelius Fudge?
He looks just like him.
Miss him and his lime green bowler hat.
Yeah.
Potterheads, no. That's fucking hilarious. No, UConn Cornelius is that guy's name. And he does look exactly like him. Like, and he's even got some red in his beard.
It's kind of more Jason, actually, now that I think about it.
It is true. It's more Jason.
Because he's more like stout.
Agreed. And that is, Jason looks identical to him.
Yeah.
But the beard, the idea of it is the same. And they are the same. I was dying because everybody keeps tweeting photos of Travis right now and side by side with Ed Kelsey being like, Donna, did your jeans even try? Like, Donna forgot to bring jeans for Donna. Like, it's same with like Kylie forgot to bring jeans for Kylie.
They
all say it. Those like Kelsey jeans
are
so strong.
They're strong as fuck.
And it is true. I never have thought that Travis and Ed look that much alike. Like, I always think that Ed and Jason look a lot alike, but the pictures of them side by side,
yeah, they
looking
look
down
alike.
And the way their hair is right now, like, they look so much alike. And I love that. I like when people look like their dads. Like,
yeah,
it's sweet, you know, because I'm sure the Ed Kelsey loves that, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally.
He loves his sons. But yeah, so just a family affair, fun. The Chiefs won 25-23, right?
24-13.
24-13, okay.
Yeah, 23-14 they won.
Got it, okay, yep. Slay.
Yeah. So congrats to the Chiefs, Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
I really am curious, and obviously knock on wood, but another Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl will be interesting.
Oh, how fun would that be? That would be fun,
Very
though.
Interesting.
It'd be exciting, it'd be fun. It'd be tough because like they're going for the three-peat, but the Eagles, it's like they lost last time, so they deserve to win this time. They have unfinished business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have a chip on their shoulder a little bit.
Absolutely.
Which I like.
Those teams do better sometimes.
Yeah, so we'll see. But everyone's like, I've been getting so many DMs like, oh, like the Chiefs, like I feel like, are you like, I feel bad, like, I'm not rooting for the Chiefs at all.
No, of course
like,
not.
If the
of
Chiefs
not.
Win, I will be fucking pissed the fuck off.
Of
like,
course.
I don't want the Chiefs to win. I don't want... I'm sorry, Taylor. I literally love you, but we're enemies on that night. Like, fuck the Chiefs. Go Birds.
That would be...
Till I die.
That would be extremely disingenuous if you suddenly were like, oh, well, the Chiefs are cool, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but no.
Go Birds till I die, literally. So...
Something that that came to our attention, came across our desk from the Bills game, was a fan wearing a lewd t-shirt in relation to Taylor. And, it's gross. I think that people that go on and wear like, you know, crude or lewd or like disgusting verbiage on a t-shirt and you're a grown adult and you're wearing it to like a football game or whatever, I think it's like in poor taste and just shitty sportsmanship. But somebody was sending it to me and was very upset about it, rightfully so, and a lot of people were really upset about it. And I think that like I don't think that this is certainly not a new thing, and that's almost why I wanted to bring it up, because we have to remember to open the history books and think about people like poor Jessica Simpson, who used to date Tony Romo, and they got crucified like that all the time. People were walking around stadiums wearing shirts with her face on it, like fucked up stuff. Same with Giselle. Giselle got crucified when she was with Tom at the beginning, like Tom Brady, that is. And so it's a lot. It's a thing that I think is just, just misogyny, I think.
Yeah. I was literally about to say it comes with the immaturity of... Yeah. NFL fans.
Yeah, for real.
Or should I maybe just say men?
Yeah. Like, not all men, but always men.
Yeah.
I've been saying that a lot lately.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, there's nothing really else to like describe. Yeah. Like, there's no really other reason behind it. Like,
a woman's not wearing a Taylor Swift Swallows t-shirt. Like, nobody's wearing, like, a woman is not wearing that.
Yeah.
Like, that's disgusting.
It's crazy. And obviously, it's a man that, you know, is very insecure, pressed that the Bills can't beat the fucking Chiefs.
Nope.
So they cry about it and they take it out on Taylor Swift. I mean, you saw it with the Texans. The Texans did their stupid, like, schedule video. And in the schedule video, they're crushing the TTBD CD.
Oh, my God,
that
was so bad for them.
Like, you're just asking for
bad
karma. So
people don't understand karma.
Yeah.
Like,
especially with
Taylor.
Are we the
only people that get it? I know. I feel like I really sometimes feel like we are the only people that understand the power of karma. And when you are cocky, when you don't have a place to be, like you can't be cocky until it's all said and done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that like tweet out the schedule video of them like crushing the torture posts. So okay, on Twitter there was a video for people that don't know. The Texans official account tweet out this video. You know those videos on TikTok where it's like the metal plate and they crush things. So that is what it was. But they had Torture Poets Department CD in there and it was like crushing that. And it was like, oh, Chiefs on this date. And that was like the video. And everybody at the time was like, you just signed your, you lost.
Literally.
Like you lose. And this is months ago. This is August?
Yeah, this is before, they did it to
before
release
the
their schedule.
Started.
Yeah.
So people were like, well, your loss will be to the Chiefs.
Literally.
And it's going to be tremendous.
There
and
you
it
go.
Was. It was the biggest stage. Like now they're out. They're not, obviously not contenders for the Super Bowl. They did well all year just to fall short to the Chiefs because, and we know that it's because of that video.
Yep.
They
totally.
Can say whatever they want about how it is, but we know how that goes because we know what karma is like.
It is so unfortunate to see stuff like that because it's just like kind of a reminder, like, damn, there's really still people out here that fucking suck. And like, but you know, there's really, I think it's a bigger picture of like what's going on in the world right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please. I could talk about that for 7 hours. I only just stopped talking about Twitter like yesterday.
So it is unfortunate. Like, it's unfortunate that he even was like allowed into the stadium, you know?
That's like, I think what this person sending it to me being like, why was this allowed? And I completely agree. Like, why are they allowed in the stadiums? Like, and why are people like, you know, selling stuff in the parking lot?
Yeah. And
like
it's not
that?
Even like,
how is that
it's
allowed?
Not even the fact that it's Taylor. It's like, there's kids there. Right. Like, it's like inappropriate. Like, even if it said like blah blah blah, like it's just like
anything about it is inappropriate, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, if a kid can read, they can understand how inappropriate a t-shirt is, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't like a you know, an adult concert or something like that where kids shouldn't be there. There are kids everywhere at NFL games. So it's a really weird thing to do. And
someone replied and said they were selling these at the game when I was at Pittsburgh. SMH. Like, it's crazy.
Right, it's just dumb as fuck, I think. But then, yeah, like I said, it's unfortunately...
Yeah, it says prohibited items from Highmark Stadium. Clothing or material with profane language or obscene graphics or anything political in nature.
Mm. Well, so. He slipped through somehow, and now there it is. But
yeah,
I would say our job as women is to make sure our husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, all the above, don't fucking act like that.
Yeah.
Like, stalk their shit. Make sure they don't have a burner Twitter account. And make
hold
sure they
your guy friends accountable. Hold your
straight
hold
up.
Your brothers.
Like, don't be afraid.
Hold
don't
your
be
brothers.
Afraid
hold your brothers accountable. Mm-hmm. Your dads. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like your sons. I feel
yes.
like the
don't
sons are the biggest issue. Like,
for real. It's yeah, if like your kid's like 17 years old, I'm praying for you. Like, I'm really praying for you.
I know.
And I'm also praying for your kid. But no joke. Like, I reached a point, I think, like, honestly, you know what it was, Jay? It was Barbie movie. I reached a point where I stopped caring about being like...
Liked by men.
Being liked by, I know. And like, or saying stuff to like... Not saying what I really felt because I was afraid that the reaction would then make them like me less.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, I feel this way about this and I'm not going to let you bully me into like getting in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I feel this way and that's how I feel. And I think that that the more women do that, the better. You know what I mean? When it comes to stuff like this, like, it's just so unnecessary. There's no need for someone to go into a football stadium wearing shirts like that.
I know.
It's just and it's against the rules. So yeah. I don't know how people are doing it, but hopefully it stops.
Yeah.
And hopefully,
that's when I go full caring mode and I call security.
Yeah,
get this guy out of here.
Get this man out of here. Get this pig out of here.
There's children here, you pig. Oh, you pedophile.
Disgusting.
You should be ashamed of yourself. That's what I would do.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's exactly what I would do.
Oh,
loser.
Man. But yeah, no. Just don't let people get away with that.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
People right now, I feel, in the world, and I know you agree, are just like, I don't know if it's that they don't know how to act in the world or something, or they forget how to act in public. It's like, people are acting fucking crazy. Like, people need to have a sense of, where is the decorum in the world?
I don't know.
It's gone.
It's gone.
What happened to it?
It's gone.
We got to find it.
Because, I don't know.
It's insane.
Yeah.
We can't even get into it. It'll take 25 hours. But anyway, let's quickly talk about Taylor's outfit because it was
so
beautiful.
Cute.
Maybe my favorite outfit she's ever worn.
Very interesting.
What
like
did you think
like
about it?
A
did you like
sweatshirt,
it?
Sweatshirt dress, like a zip up sweatshirt dress.
Yes. So it is a. Let's see. It is a full Chanel look. It was a black and white tweed coat. So it's like a tweed jacket that has like cuff around the wrist, which are so cute. I love that style. A wool jersey jumpsuit is what it was. So it's like a wool jumpsuit and it has a hood and a zip up and it's shorts. So she was wearing tights as well. But my favorite thing, and is maybe a controversial fashion choice because I saw people not liking it. Mm. I love this little Chanel belt she had on.
Oh, people didn't like the belt?
People were like, I don't like the belt.
Oh, what?
I was shocked by that. I think
I love
so
the belt.
It's so cute. Yeah, and she had like black leather gloves, little Chanel bag. She's head to toe Chanel. She's got Chanel earrings that match the belt. Oh, she just looked fabulous. The boots. Are you wearing the Chanel boots? Yes, I am. They are literally those boots. Like, they look amazing. She looks great. And
are they
and
Chanel
the
boots?
Yeah,
wow.
They are. The whole outfit, head to toe.
The whole outfit. And even the night before, she was wearing a lot of Chanel, too. Or
Chanel
earrings,
I totally
guess.
Forgot about the dinner. Right.
Oh, yeah,
I'm only
she went out
now.
To dinner with her parents in Ashley Avenue, and they went to Nobu.
Nobu!
Which is so yum, yummy.
Downtown, right? Did they go downtown? Yeah. That's a good Nobu, that downtown Nobu.
I haven't been to either of the New York ones. Or
the downtown one, I think, is better. But some people like
that.
There
downtown. Might be three in Manhattan. Really?
Oh, maybe there's a third.
Is there three or two?
I only
maybe
know the one near,
Brooklyn.
Like, Rock Center, and then I know the one in Tribeca.
Yeah.
But,
but
fabulous.
She was wearing Chloe boots that night.
Yes, she was.
With Chanel earrings mm-hmm. and what's this bag? A Jimmy Choo bag.
Jimmy Choo. And then her outfit was Aria. And it was a little top yeah. and skirt. It was like a cropped blazer skirt set with this little chain detail that I love. Oh, I
very
loved
cute.
It.
Yeah.
I loved her outfit. And that was Friday night. Yeah, they all went out to dinner. And then Saturday, of course, they were all at the game. Ashley yeah. was not, just her fam.
Yeah.
But
I liked the all Chanel outfit. I thought it was cute. I'm not a huge fan of the sweatshirt jumpsuit.
I didn't hate it.
But
it's normally not something I would like.
Normally something I wouldn't like, but like I feel like it comes together in the outfit.
Absolutely. Like, I also like that it makes it's wool. Sense. That's different. You know what I mean? I've never seen something like that.
Yeah.
I've never noticed
all black.
Like
no,
that.
No red this time. No red.
Red in all business.
Yep.
All business.
Wearing black for the Texans' funeral.
Yeah, for real. Mm. Great news, Jay. Mm. I got off the wait list for one of my workout classes today. I'm excited about
that.
Thank
God.
I'm trying to feel good, get my body right. Mm. I know that I am severely lacking in protein though. Mm. I need a little help with protein. I need a little help with that extra. I need a little extra boost, a little extra juice, a little extra something. Mm. And we've got Orgain.
Orgain.
On deck.
We have been loving Orgain to add something new to level up our health routines. Mm-hmm. Orgain believes real nutrition has the power to make a real difference in people's lives. And I don't know if you guys saw the commercial that I saw during the game the other day.
Oh?
Nick Bosa likes Orgain. And Nick Bosa looks
he's
good.
Hot. Yeah. I was like,
Nick Bosa was shirtless in this Orgain commercial. And I said, give me 20 Orgain right
wow.
now.
Wow. Oh my God, Nick Bosa, a new coworker.
Yep.
Love that.
Yeah. And if you want to look like Nick Bosa, fucking get on that.
Hell yeah.
Talk about mesmerized. I was mesmerized by that commercial. So it packs 21 grams of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. They're famous for their organic plant protein powder,
tongue twister, yep.
And all Orgain products are made with USDA certified organic ingredients, so we know what we're getting with the nutrition. Avoiding things like soy ingredients, artificial sweeteners, flavors, or preservatives. And remember, there are no quick fixes when it comes to your health. If you want more protein, give Orgain organic plant protein powder a try and head to orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for 30% off your first order. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code TaylorWatch for 30% off. One last time, mm-hmm. for 30% off, head to orgain.com, orgain.com/TaylorWatch. Use my code TaylorWatch.
30% is a good deal, by the way. And they're delicious. It seemed like a fun weekend for everyone.
Yeah.
Generally. Love that. Let's see. We've also got Charlie XCX got married to what's her face? Or to what's his face?
George. Congrats.
George. I want to dance,
dance
with George.
I want to dance with George.
I want to dance with George. Yeah. That's all. Every time, it's all I can think of.
I want George to do the apple dance.
Yeah.
I love when she does that.
That was cute.
Do the apple dance, George.
So they got married.
Congrats
to them. They got married in Slovakia, which... coincidentally, the capital of Slovakia is Bratislava,
which is so funny.
So they got married in Brat. Their wedding is so
in Brat. Mm-hmm. I mean, good
married
for them. I hope it's the season of weddings and engagements. It seems like.
To be.
Yeah,
and I like that. I think that's very chic to just like get married.
Yeah,
you know, like I think it's
I feel
cool...
like that's the thing nowadays with celebrities. Like they mm-hmm. just like get married.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool.
And don't tell
do
anyone.
Do what you want. Yeah. Live your life.
Yeah, go
so
get
happy
married
for them. They've been together for a long time. Charlie
is she Slovakian?
I don't think so. I have no idea why they would get married there. That's just what pop.
Maybe he's Slovakian.
Maybe. I have
no
idea. No,
I think
idea.
She's like
she's
Middle Eastern.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Charlie XCX.
I have no idea. I know she's British, that's all.
Yeah, she's definitely British.
I smell cigarettes. Do you?
No, I don't.
I smell a cigarette.
I want
to
dance with George.
To smell a cigarette, so it's
oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
She is the daughter of a Scottish father.
Ooh,
a Scottish
father.
A Scottish father and an Indian mother from Uganda.
Oh.
So she has,
well,
she has
well, a
yeah,
woman of the world.
Range, yes. Her
that's
mother
exciting.
Was born into a Muslim family of Gujarati Indian descent in Uganda, while her father is Scottish. Interesting.
Scottish. Hmm. That's what a funny mix.
Yeah, I know.
Scottish. Anyway, so happy for them. Yeah. But in talks of that, 1975 seems more relevant than ever because apparently they're coming out with a new album soon. And the rumors are swirling that there's a song about Taylor. Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Addie
Healy. The
Always
thing
Always has
is,
to have the
I
last word.
I think it's like more than fucking...
more than a song, right?
More than a song. Let me find this tweet that I literally just had it in my stupid fucking thing. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
The 1975 is set to release its sixth studio album, which will feature songs about the relationship between Taylor Swift and Matty Healy. One of the tracks is called God Has Entered My Body, which includes the lyrics, "Keep your head up, princess. Your tiara is falling off." Which, this is via The Sun, and this tweet is from Pop Tings, so let's take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, that's, it's not necessarily a reliable source, but Pop Tings, you never know.
I, if that's a lyric, I mean, obviously, like, that's kind of how I felt when I saw, like, Tattooed Golden Retriever on my Twitter before I heard the song, and I was like, what the fuck is that? So you never know. It could
it's so
sound...
is true. Like, remember when everybody saw Antihero? Everybody's a sexy baby.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
are freaking
literally
the fuck
me.
Out. Yeah, literally yeah. you. But that's like, yeah, sometimes lyrics out of context look
you
weird.
Don't get
so
it
until
you get it.
I'm open to waiting and seeing. And here's the problem. I like the 1975.
Yeah, so do I.
The songs are great. Like,
yeah.
The songs are really good.
About it's, You is a really good
About
song.
About You is a really fucking good song.
Listen,
I'd love
like,
it if you
I
made
no
it. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's like,
no, well, no issues with this. No issues with this.
The 1975.
He's allowed to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Matty Healy's an artist. 1975 is like that. This is his creative outlet. Like this is how singers get their. This is like their therapy. You know, this is how they get everything off their chest. Like, it's a very natural thing for singers, songwriters to write about their life. And obviously, Taylor did that with Tortured Poets. So it makes sense if there's some songs.
He has all
on
the right.
1975. Yeah, exactly. Like. It's your
it's,
life.
As long as it's not, well, no, I can't even say that. I was going to say, as long as it's not like inflammatory, but it you know, Smallest Man Who Ever Lived is the most inflammatory song I've ever heard. You know what I mean? So I think like.
It is.
You know, we don't need to get our torches and pitchforks. We knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
However cool he wants to play it.
Yeah.
He's a tortured soul.
It is a little hypocritical of him, though. Just because I feel like.
Of course it is. He made a big deal. Like,
yeah. Didn't he say like.
It's crazy to write about your love life and music. And it's like. Yeah,
Maddie,
he said
something about like writing like songs about like casual relationships. Like, he was like, oh, like. That's he's like something about writing songs about casual relationships is like stupid.
Yeah.
So okay, if it was so casual,
I bet
then
the song's
we'll
gonna be like, I don't even. What if it's just a? Wait, I'm crying, laughing. What if the song is just like a slowed down 1975 version of "I Forgot That You Existed"?
That'd actually be a banger.
I forgot that you existed. And it's just that. And that's beep, and I beep, thought beep. That it would kill me, but it didn't. And it's just like him not giving a fuck. Like that I would laugh. I'd laugh at that if he was like, I don't even know your name. Like, it would be obviously a lie, but I also think that it would be funny. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
New music is new music. So we're always happy to get new music.
Interested to see.
Oh, speaking of musicians, you see Chapa Roan said something funny. She's like, if I could like wear a muzzle or like get out of my own way, I'd be
funny.
Huge. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Facts.
Yeah.
Like, but I, you know, we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
Like,
I was
going to
say, I feel like
time.
I resonate with her in that way. Totally.
Absolutely.
But she said something about Taylor recently, I thought, or maybe she like covered Love Story again or something like that. I don't remember.
Oh, that's nice.
But
I didn't see that.
Yeah. She said something about Taylor recently that was along those lines, but
you
yeah, she did like a full like sit down interview.
You know who said stuff about Taylor? Robbie Williams. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. No. He's.
Really know who he is.
I don't either. I know who he is because I've been told now that he's a big deal and that people should know. He's obviously a huge like British pop star or whatever back in the day. And they had the movie out with him now, but he's a monkey for some reason. The movie is a nightmare. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking with that. But not on my list of movies to see, although I would be interested if it was just like a person playing him.
Yeah, I don't know why they made him a monkey.
The monkey part of it is weird. But I know that they have artistic choices for that, so I don't want to shit on it because I feel like everybody's already shitting on it. No need to pile on. But anyway, so I guess Robbie Williams at one point, maybe for the Rep Tour, I guess?
Yeah, Rep Tour.
You know how Taylor would bring out friends and everything in different places, similar to how she does now, but every show she would do it. And Robbie Williams was one of the guests. And so Robbie Williams, he might be like a narcissist. Like on his, you know what I mean? Like the way he was talking about it, I was like, okay. He was like, I went out there and Taylor had me as her guest. And I don't think that she knew that I was like a big deal. And when I went out, all these applause or whatever. And she kind of looked at me like, oh, you've got it like this. And he was like, yeah, I like kind of am a big deal. I was like, I think that might have happened in your head, Robbie.
Yeah. And he said, I think maybe whoever she was dating at the time was English and went, hey, maybe you should get Robbie Williams.
I think that is,
I think you're underestimating Taylor's knowledge of music.
Right. And also like low-key insulting a little bit. Yeah. Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Like,
so, you know, we won't come for you because that movie flopped so bad.
Robbie Williams is.
Of course. Like,
it definitely was her idea to bring him on stage. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I don't know.
But
I think
Robbie Williams, like literally no one knows who you are. You know, it's okay.
You know what I mean? Like, right. Like it's a little bit full of yourself.
Someone responded. She was just happy for your ass. Settle down.
Yeah. Right. Like chill. So who knows? I don't know what he's got going on, but
yeah,
I like I said, no need to pile on. The movie already stunk out loud. So
yeah. Yeah.
Whatever for him. But let's see. What else do we have on our little listy? Oh, we've got we've got Justin Baldoni, etc. I'll talk about that in a minute. And first, I wanted to bring up the this weekend I watched the Molly May documentary for those who are Love Island buffs and or just know like the Molly May Tommy Fury like relationship. The Amazon Prime documentary. There's like three episodes out right now. I assume more are coming out, but of Molly May, who is detailing her time trying to start a business while her relationship with Tommy is struggling. And they're currently separated. They have a baby together named Bambi. And Tommy...
She's so cute.
Yeah. And Tommy is struggling with alcohol issues. And they were really transparent about it and whatever. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because I admire how strong she is about it all. And I admire the fact that she was so focused on her business and she had like a setback with her business. The, you know, her first drop of this like fashion line she did, everybody got it. And it was like shitty quality material. And it was like a big fuck up at the thing and whatever. She had to like address it all. And she's got all this going on while she's dealing with like the love of her life is you know, having a hard time and whatever.
And a child.
And I just wanted to give her credit. And I feel like we, you know, we talk about Taylor in that way all the time. Like she goes through so much and she's got so much shit going on behind the scenes that nobody knows about.
Doing it with a broken heart.
Exactly. Yeah. And Molly May is a perfect example. She's doing it with a broken heart. And I'm proud of her. And I just wanted to say that I'm proud of her. And I want everybody to watch it because I think that she is a, I was blown away. I was talking with Fran Aria about it too. Blown away by how strong she is, like how low-key unfazed. Like she's just like, okay, move it along. This is happening. Okay, we'll
she's
do this.
She's a girl boss.
A fucking girl boss.
She is so huge in the UK too. Like massive. She's like so popular. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I mean, I feel like watching that season, you could tell that she was like super strong and like secure in herself. So
Good head on her shoulders.
It's nice to see women powering through. I saw one clip. You know, she had like a pop-up or something and she walked out and there was this huge crowd and like everyone was just kind of like laughing at her and like not saying anything. And then
people don't know how to act. Yeah. And that was part of it. She like went out and all these people, like they were maybe looking for like a speech or like she went back inside. She's like, I don't know what these people are wanting.
Hey guys. And like it was just silent. And she was I'm happy to see everyone.
Yeah. She took like an hour, you know, an extra time to try to take pictures with everyone, even though like she didn't really have time to do that. And her like publicists are like, you don't have to take pictures with everyone. She's like, yeah, but I don't want anyone to leave here disappointed. Like she cares so much about like how her fans feel because she feels so lucky to have them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just so much like Taylor, you know?
Yeah.
It's very similar in that same way of like just caring so much and like wanting to give a product that you know, whether it's music or fashion people, or lifestyle, like whatever it is, like it's
people forget like how intense Taylor was like with her fans. I feel like like the earlier years and even like before COVID and everything, I feel like I saw this one girl, she posted on Twitter like she got some like package from Taylor a really long time ago. I forget the reasoning why, but she had so many different gifts from Taylor and each gift had a handwritten thing being like, Lily, I got this for you because blah, 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 blah. And then another gift and it said to Lily, I got this for you because I know you love blah, 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 blah. Like she always took the time to like really get to know her fans and like made it seem very personal. And I think that resonates a lot with fans. I know like someone who grew up like a fangirl, anytime like you would get noticed by like the mom of Niall Horan or like something like that. Anybody. It's like a directioner, you know, like it was like this huge thing.
Right.
So,
of course.
So it.
Yeah, it's not really
like
that
a lot about
now.
The person. Yeah, it's not
too big.
Taylor's too big now, so it's sad.
Yeah,
and also like I feel like fans are just too invasive these days, and
absolutely.
You can't do anything.
Nobody has any chill. Like
you can't do anything without like things being put on blast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it is nice to see her, Molly Mae, like keep fighting through because it is hard mm-hmm. to come back from, you know, Love Island, and then mm-hmm. you have this huge fucking rush of followers and attention and all this thing, and then you
and
go
she was already an influencer
clothes.
Yeah, like, before she even went on, like she already had just been like starting her like modeling career and was like had like a, was doing a little bit of fashion on the side, so it was kind of a yeah, it's just I don't know, I'm just proud of her. I'm just proud of her, and I think it's an inspiring story of a strong woman that people should look into. Blake and Justin Baldoni. So there's a couple of tweets. I read through the thing. I am big enough to admit that some of the texts are cringe.
Yeah.
I also think strongly that this whole thing is smoke and mirrors to get away from what is actually mattering. But wait, some people, I'm not even going to go into it too much because I don't want to sound, it's hard for me not to sound bitter towards Justin and make it sound legit. But people who, someone broke it down in a way that I feel, is like perfectly encompasses how I feel after reading both sides. Let me find it. I sent it to you. Let's see. Someone says, let me make this Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation clear. Blake and the other woman on set felt sexually harassed by Justin Baldoni's behavior towards them. They reported him. Justin got wind of the complaints and chose to hire a PR crisis team to cover up his misconduct and scare off Blake and anyone else from coming forward about what happened on set, turning the internet against her. Now he's continuing to muddy the waters by leaking irrelevant texts and shifting the focus on Blake taking over the movie, being mean to him, and her husband defending her. None of these things change the fact that he sexually harassed multiple women on set, and he won't prove he didn't, which is why he's instead attempting to destroy Blake's credibility by leaking a bunch of irrelevant narratives against her.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with that. And then here's another one. This other one is what I wanted to read too. I read both the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni complaints. From my perspective, a very intelligent and crafty lawyer with impeccable writing skills drafted a complaint for Justin that essentially admitted a great deal of what Blake had happened. In fact, actually happened. What she said happened actually happened. He simply recharacterized a good bit of it from the perspective of someone who thinks women who express distress are overreacting, which is exactly how I felt looking through the whole thing. Like, there would be points where it was like, Blake is just, like, this is crazy. Like, she won't stop. And all she was like, hey, can I have access to whatever?
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I'm trying to work on it. Like, the tone of it is so clear to me. And then from the be like, oh, she's just so pushy. Mm. It's like, what? No, she's a producer on the project. She's working on the project.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, okay. He then alleged that any attempts she, as a producer and collaborator, made to impact the film were overreaching and inappropriate, which is, like, really my main takeaway. Likely, the other producers had taken the same actions on many sets without it seeming controlling. Of course, those producers were likely men with deep pockets. You know, of course, it always turns to that, which I don't disagree. Time and an actual court case will be more revealing, but I don't see any motive for a multimillionaire to wrest creative control because she wanted to direct. She could pick any project and afford to fund it with herself as director. The motive he offers lands flat.
Mm.
Something else I discovered in this while reading it is that Blake had set up, they were complaining about like the intimacy coordinator thing, and Blake had set it up and required there to be like different protocol on set, not only for her, but for the girl that played the young version of herself.
Yeah.
And they were complaining about how she like took that over. And I was like, to me, that sounds like she's protecting a young actress.
Yeah.
So what is wrong with that also?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The lawyer that wrote it all up, definitely very smart, definitely good with words, understands how to spin a narrative, which again, like when these lawsuits happen and this kind of shit happens, like, that's the game. The game is just spin the narrative in your direction and make people believe it.
Mm.
So, yeah, time will tell with the court case. And sure, there are some texts in there that make Blake look a little like, you know,
I'm Khaleesi with my
these are my dragons. Yeah. Like, you know, that's lame. But also, like, I don't know. I'd
she's
probably send
a
text like that.
Like
mothers she's like a 30-something. Yeah. She's a millennial. Like, give her a break. So I think, but I don't think that those texts that or anything that she said that was revealed what like made me think differently of her. Like, I don't think like, oh wow, what a bitch. Like, I think, okay, no. This is a woman who's trying to get involved in something and trying to stand up for herself, and then clearly something happened where she felt that she had to launch into production mode and protect herself and the other people on set, and she inadvertently ended up being a major part of this movie.
Yeah.
And I think that it still sounds to me like a lot of egos are hurt.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it sounds like. So I don't know. But we'll see again what's happening. Obviously, the main thing, we talked about it last episode a little bit briefly, is that Taylor Swift was mentioned in the lawsuit in some way because she like showed up at Blake's house and she liked the said, oh, I like my friend's script, which is dumb as fuck. So yeah. That's all that.
I just really don't have too much of an opinion just because I can't like even follow it anymore just because it feels like it's right. So left and right.
That's what they want. They want you to be confused.
They want your opinions to change every
and that's
5 seconds.
Fine.
But I agree completely with everything that you're saying, all the points mm-hmm. that you made. And also, I think the biggest point that you made is his lawsuit, what he's suing her for, it has nothing to do with any of like the sexual harassment stuff.
Yep.
And I think that speaks volumes mm-hmm. about the truth. Like, it's clear he's not fighting back any of those allegations, mm-hmm. which is crazy. So it's like, why everything that he says, it has to be taken with a grain of salt, because clearly there is a bigger overarching reason as to why Blake felt uncomfortable and wanted to take control and did not want him in he wanted him to be in the basement.
Absolutely. And there was a text, only one text that I saw in the exchange, that was him talking to the original editors that then later got kicked off the project or something, who were like also salty. I think two women. And I don't know their names. They call them like editor one, editor two. So, but they were texting, and then they were talking about it in one exchange being like, and those bogus allegations, so sorry you're going through this, Justin. Like, they were like Justin dick suckers, like, you know, not believing women. And again, it's like, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable accusing someone of overreacting or making something up when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah,
there have been women in history that have done that. I do not think that this is the case here. Like,
I
just don't think that you make something like this up and you let it go this far and it becomes a public, you know, conversation and whatever. I just don't think that. And it's sad that people do. Hmm. You know what I mean? I think it's sad that people are quick to be like, she's a liar, she's a piece of shit, like, she made that up to make them look bad. Like, you know, it's just not. I just don't think it's true.
I agree.
Yeah.
But time will tell.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
GM, new year, new us. We're still in the throes of it, okay? Mm. January, longest month that's ever existed. Horrible time. You got to get yourself together. You got to cut back on drinking. You got to start taking care of your body. Do all these things. Mm. And Ritual Vitamins is here to help us with a lot of these things. We're just trying to get it right.
Yes. It seems these days, you know, everything is connected to your gut mm-hmm. microbiome. And we're learning.
My gut is in shambles.
Yeah.
At all times. So I'm really needing this.
It seems like your gut is kind of like the key to everything. Mental mm-hmm. health, immunity, digestion. And if you're looking for digestive support, Ritual has got your back, or rather, your biome.
Ooh.
With Symbiotic Plus, a 3-in-1 supplement of clinically studied pre, pro, and postbiotics to support a balanced gut microbiome with daily use. I have a bunch of Ritual products.
Mm-hmm.
I use the women's multivitamin. I mm-hmm. use the brain health one. And there's another one that I use. I want to say it's like the skin hair one that
skin
I use.
Skin hair, nails, whatever. Love that. I love,
love it.
I love skin hair and nails.
Yeah. Super easy. Just, it's every morning I wake up, I do my morning routine, pop them in. It's just so, so, so easy. Take them with you when you travel too.
Easy travel.
Yeah.
Packaging.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's very nice. And they also have this daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic,
ooh,
which features two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support gut and digestive health. And their Symbiotic Plus is designed with a delayed release capsule to help reach the colon, not the stomach, an ideal place for probiotics to survive and grow. So get your gut going and support a balanced gut microbiome with Ritual Symbiotic Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Taylor. Taylor Watch. That's ritual.com/Taylor Watch for 25% off your first month.
Okay, so shall we? We have we've done our homework. Yes. We have our playlist for each other.
Yay.
And we have our fave songs, our top fave songs. What do we want to do first? I actually am going to do those in real time, the top fave songs. Like I was going through them and I know I think from each album which ones I want to pick, but okay. It's so hard for me to choose, so I have to like just pick it and go with it.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do Holy Trinities.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
I have mine all picked out already.
Perfect. Okay. You do want to just go album by album?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll go to start with debut.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Mine are Cold as You, I'm Only Me When I'm With You, and Picture to Burn.
Perfect.
Yeah. I just feel like.
Love those. Mine are Picture to Burn, Should Have Said No, and Our Song.
Yeah. I was in between Should Have Said No and Our Song, too.
Yeah.
But I went.
I think Picture that's. To Burn. I just love that song.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
I love Tim McGraw.
Me, too.
I really do.
Okay. Fearless, I have Fearless. Breathe, Fearless. The Other Side of the Door, and The Way I Loved You.
Gorgeous. Love that.
Hard for me to not put Fearless in there.
Of course.
But, yeah.
Very difficult. I've got You're Not Sorry, Forever and Always, and I'll venture into, I'll break the rules a little, maybe venture into the Vault Tracks and go Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Okay.
I love that song.
I have some Vault Tracks on here.
But You're Not Sorry and Forever and Always will always get me. Those and it's very hard, obviously, not to put like 15, Love Story, White Horse. Like we love
I know, I was thinking like, do I want to put like one,
now it's two,
like radio four. Hit in each thing? But,
But we love the radio hits.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows we love the radio hits.
Okay. Speak Now, I have Last Kiss, Sparks Fly, and Dear John.
Nice. Good ones. I've got Dear John, The Story of Us. My last one is really hard. I want to do Better Than Revenge, but I also want to do Haunted.
Mm.
So it's really hard to choose between those two. What do you think I should choose? Will you help me? Haunted?
I would say Haunted, maybe. I think Haunted. Just because with the lyric change.
I agree completely. Better Than Revenge. I was going to say it, but I didn't want to say it. All right, I choose Haunted. So Haunted, Dear John, and The Story of Us.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Red, I have I Bet You Think About Me, All Too Well, 10 Minute, and Treacherous.
Absolutely. I've got I'll Bet You Think About Me. I'll throw Everything Has Changed on there because I do love, I love my guy Ed.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna not pick All Too Well, 10 Minute Version because I know everyone knows we like that.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
feels like a radio hit, whatever. And I'm gonna go in and do Better Man,
okay.
Taylor's version. I love that song, and I love it sung by her.
I always liked the Little Big Town version better.
I just wish you were a better man. They do have an incredible version.
I had to say goodbye like the back of my hand. Yeah, it's like a little faster, the Little Big Town version, which I like.
I think so. I like the slow. And that's what I'm
saying. Wait, so what are your three?
So it's Everything Has Changed. I Bet You Think About Me, Everything Has Changed, and Better Man.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of a random, but I feel good about it.
1989, I'm going This Love, Is It Over Now, Wonderland.
Fabulous. Mm. I'm going Blank Space, Clean.
Yeah.
And Slut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1989 was hard. There's so many.
1989
ones
is really
good,
hard because now that we don't talk, like there's a lot on 1989. That's a really tough one.
Reputation. I'm going. Call It What You Want. Getaway Car. Don't Blame Me.
Good ones.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do. God, this is so impossible for me. I'm gonna do. Dress. Delicate. And. Deciding between I Did Something Bad and Don't Blame Me is so impossible for me.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm going to pick Don't Blame Me because that's church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got Dress, Delicate, and Don't Blame Me.
Nice. The three D's.
All the D's. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Lover, I have False God, Afterglow, The Archer.
Good ones. I've got Cornelia Street, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and...
Oh, fuck, Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll do False God as well. Mm. I fucking love that song, love that song. Sexy.
Yeah.
Love it. Honorable mention, It's Nice to Have a Friend. I love that song. Mm. I love the Lover album. It's a really good album. Okay, Folklore, Impossible. Level Impossible.
Challenge level harder than hard.
Right, right. Challenge Level Impossible. I don't know if we're going to make it out of here alive.
I went My Tears Ricochet, Cardigan, and Peace.
Wow. Yeah. Good ones. Yeah. Love Peace.
Yeah, I do.
I love that song too, though.
Really love that song. It was very hard for me to choose between Peace, Hoax, Mirrorball, and This Is Me Trying.
That's right. Nearly impossible.
Yeah.
I'm going The Lakes, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Mirrorball. And I think I'm going to go Illicit Affairs.
Nice.
I love that song. That song gets me in my feels. And like, what a performance.
Yeah, always. Yeah, yeah.
It makes me think of the performance. Yeah. Like, it's just too good. So The Lakes, Mirrorball, Illicit Affairs.
Nice.
And that's literally me with my hands tied. I would choose every single song.
Evermore.
Evermore.
Right Where You Left Me, Cowboy Like Me, Happiness.
Fabulous. Good ones.
Those are like my magnum opus songs, low-key.
Yeah, those love are, those right. songs. You love those songs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go, Marjorie. not a surprise, Marjorie. Yeah. It's okay.
Marjorie jump scare yesterday.
Let's see. I'm doing Willow, Champagne Problems, and Ivy.
Hmm.
I love Ivy.
Willow, interesting choice.
I love Willow. Yeah. I love that song.
I like that song,
Life
too.
Life is a willow and it bends right to your wind. I love it for some reason. It's the way that it's very, makes me want to dance like that, you know?
Midnight, okay. I have Midnight Rain, that's You're On Your Own Kid, and The Great War.
Good ones. Good one. I like that face. And The Great War.
And The Great War.
Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going Maroon, duh.
Yeah, duh.
I think I'm going to go Labyrinth.
Yeah, I was in between that too.
I love Labyrinth. And then, Midnight Rain as well.
Yeah.
Although, well.
Ooh.
Over You're On Your Own Kid.
Ooh.
He wanted it comfortable.
I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride. I was making my own name. Chasing that fame. He stayed the same. All of me has changed like Midnight Rain.
I think I gotta go Midnight Rain.
it's just so good.
Like, it's a great song. I love You're On Your Own Kid.
Get, sometimes we all get just what we wanted. Just what we wanted. And he never thinks of me. Oh, I love it. Except when I'm on TV.
Do-do-do. I guess sometimes we all get
some kind of haunted. Some kind of haunted.
And he never thinks of them. And I never think of him.
Except on midnights like this.
Midnights like
ooh, so good.
Like this. That song is underrated.
Yeah, underrated okay. as
all
fuck.
Right, all right, all right. Perfect.
And then last but not least, TTPD. Yep. I have Woo-hoo. I Hate It Here,
yep.
Fresh Out the Slammer, and The Bolter.
Good ones. Mm. I'm going to go. God, this is hard. Another challenge level impossible.
There's too many on TTPD.
For real. I'm doing I Hate It Here.
Mm.
Chloe Sam, Sophia Marcus. And I might go Clara Bow, which we're missing all of the good ones. Like, those are just kind of my favorite deep cuts. I think that's what I'm naming this is just like my favorite deep cuts.
Deep cuts.
Because.
Well, it's just like,
I
these
love
are the
Clara
songs
Bow.
That I like. My mindset was the songs that I gravitate to. Like, if I'm going straight to TGBD, like, what's the first song I'm going to pick?
Yeah,
if I'm going straight to Lover, like, what's the first song I go to?
That's a good way to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I Hate It Here, Chloe Sammer, Sophia Marcus, and Clara Bow.
Love.
Fabulous.
Yay.
Look at us. Fave songs.
We do have to be out of here by one, by the way. We have Pat Bev coming in. But do you want to share like
the town and the place?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe they're just coming in the
pod. Do you want to share like
Let's
the
share
first like couple songs on the playlist? I tried to keep mine short so I could like give a little
smarter.
Bit of an explanation of
you
each.
You were smarter. I'm just going to you do yours first and then I'm just going to list all the ones I put on yours and
I
you'll
think
know.
Some of these are like self-explanatory
when
I say that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is my playlist of Taylor songs that I made for Kelly.
Yeah.
First song, Cornelia Street.
Yay.
Then My Tears Ricochet.
Nice.
Cardigan, Champagne Problems.
Love it.
Dress.
Oh, good
The
one.
Archer. I Bet You Think About Me, Midnight Rain, Love. You're on Your Own Kid, Slut, Who's Afraid of Little Me, I Hate It Here, The Bolter, Yay. Blank Space, Don't Blame Me, Getaway Car, Maroon, Mad Woman, Mean, The Way I Loved You, Closure, Smallest Man, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, Guilty as Sin.
Oh my God. Illicit Affairs. Those are all my favorites. Wow.
Yep.
Yep. Round of applause, Yay. Jay. Round of applause. Damn, that's good. That's a really good one.
Mine is
long. I just went through every album and was like, which ones does Gia need? You know what I mean? But I think that it's like some of them are funny. It's Gia's Swiftie playlist. That's I named it. And so I love my playlist. That's a really good one. So, okay. And I just was adding them. Like, they're not in a specific order. I wanted to reorder them, but for some reason it wouldn't let me on my phone. So I'm just going to go down the list.
Okay.
I've got Fearless.
Yes.
Cold as You. Should Have Said No.
Yeah.
I'm Only Me When I'm With You. Tell Me Why. The Way I Loved You. The Other Side of the Door. Mr. Perfectly Fine. Yeah. How am I doing?
Nailing it.
Amazing. Okay. Back to December.
Mm.
Story of Us. Better Than Revenge. Last Kiss. Ours. State of Grace. The Last Time. Because Gary Lightbody.
Love Gary.
Holy Ground. Begin Again.
You love that song.
Come Back. Be Here. Nothing New for Phoebe Bridgers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did All Too Well 10 minute version.
Yeah.
And then Welcome to New York. That's me being funny.
Did that just jump scare me?
Yes. Yeah. That's just me being funny. All You Had to Do Is Stay.
Yeah.
I Wish You Would. How You Get the Girl. You Are in Love. Slut. Is It Over Now? And I forgot Wonderland. When you said
that's
it,
okay.
When you said it for yourself, I love I was that like, song. Damn. Okay. And then So It Goes, King of My Heart. Call It What You Want. Don't Blame Me.
Yeah.
Then I've got The Man. I Think He Knows. False God. Afterglow. Paper Rings. You could think about
I
Madeline.
Love that. Yeah. Cute.
And then, okay, now we're on Folklore. Exile, My Tree's Ricochet,
yep.
Mirrorball, August, This Is Me Trying, Betty, and Peace.
Yep.
Then we got Champagne Problems, Tis the Damn Season, Nobody, No Crime, Coney Island, Cowboy Like Me, Right Where You Left Me.
Ooh.
And then Maroon, You're On Your Own Kid, Woulda, Coulda, Should've, and Paris.
Ooh,
we were
yeah,
Paris.
Cute.
And then Down Bad, But Daddy, I Love Him, Fresh Out the Slammer, Guilty as Sin, The Black Dog, The Albatross, The Prophecy, yeah. The Bolter, yeah. and The Manuscript.
Yeah.
And then Us featuring Taylor Swift by Gracie Abrams.
Oh, that's good.
And Crazier, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love Crazier. Wait, that was really good. Wait, I
Fun,
want that.
Right? I'll send it to you.
We'll share these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too. Yeah,
and we'll share them.
Sure.
You'll make them public so you guys can look at them too. And like add to them, I guess, if you want. But yeah, no, I just went down the list and was
that
like,
was so fun.
Which ones are your favorite? But I miss a few.
Nobody, No Crime is an interesting ad in there.
Do you like that song?
No.
For some reason, I thought you did.
That is so
funny.
For
some reason, I thought
you
did.
Nobody, no crime.
I don't know
maybe because
I
gave it to Bellatrix as her song.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, too, maybe it's because I also was thinking like country twang. Like
yeah,
she likes
yeah,
country
yeah.
twang, and that gives me country vibes. But I missed Wonderland. Totally forgot
That's
about
okay.
that. And then I it's time to go. You really like that song.
Yeah, I do like
and
that
I
song.
And I almost
yeah.
put it on there, but I was like, all right, the list is already getting pretty long.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I think you did great.
Thanks. I think you did great.
Thanks.
I think you did better, to be honest. I just put a lot on there.
Yeah.
But, well, all right. I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah.
We are all so excited to be back this week. You know, alive, living.
Love being alive.
You know how it goes.
Sometimes,
occasionally.
Yeah.
So we will see everybody on Thursday. Make sure to call and leave us voicemails on whatever you want to talk about. Talk about football, talk about Taylor, talk about whatever. The number is
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
You can call that number or you can text that number. You can also send us messages on the Taylor Watch Instagram account.
Yes.
Taylor.watch. Follow us everywhere. Subscribe, please. Tell us how much you love us. We'll tell you how much we love you. And we will see you guys later.
Love you guys.
Bye.